time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Bengals on Thursday night.
Okay, two great. They said it all right there. I'm just so proud of our guys. Hearts of lions win a game like that, truly. And I'll also say this, you know, we stay humble about it. You know, let him who glories glory in God alone. And we do that. We understand that we have a lot to work on, but we're very grateful for that win. And we're very grateful for our guys, man, the way our guys play, how they fight, how they don't give up. Just what he said, there's still time on the clock. You keep fighting. Found a way right down to the end, even the defense getting the stop on the two-point play. And that's what it took. It took a stop at the end to win the game, and our defense did that. Our Darius made that play, and the pass rush was there too. So I'm very proud of the guys. Hats off to the Bengals. I think they do a great job, and it's an AFC North football game for sure. What questions you have?
John, do you have an update on Kyle?
He has an ankle. It's not a serious ankle. I don't know how long it'll be, but it's an ankle sprain.
John, when you see Lamar and have that fourth, kind of fourth quarter, what do you think that kind of says about that?
I mean, what can you say? I mean, it's like we have seen it before, and I just think he took that game on his shoulders, like he does. And I appreciate the other guys, with him, look at Tylan Wallace, look at Bate, what he did. Mark Andrews, the catches that he made in there. Zay, the catches he made. The offensive line, I thought, in the second half, the offensive line really did a great job in protection. It was really a group effort. I mean, Derek, the runs he made, those were tough, hard runs, tough yards, in there. And Justice as well. Justice had the screen pass that got us going there, the inside screen early. So it was definitely a group effort, but Lamar was the leader.
John, Lamar was kind of describing just the whole offense. First half is sluggish, and then he said when Marlon stripped that ball, that really changed it. From your view on the sideline, what changed about maybe the entire team from that moment on?
Yeah. It was definitely a momentum changer. We talk a lot about momentum. Sometimes when you don't have it, you got to find a way to get it. And when you get it, you got to try to find a way to build on it and extend it. It's a real thing. And Marlon's play there was big. But offensively, we couldn't get started. We had way too many first play of the drive problems, whether it was we didn't execute great or whether we had, just pre-snap penalties that brought it back. Those kind of things were just not good, and we couldn't get started. When you can't get started, then it's hard to get anything going because you don't have enough plays to do it.
John, I know it's been a kind of tough sledding for the defense, specifically in the pass game, but what does it mean to you and those guys to be able to win this game with the defense being the side of the ball that's on the field?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. I really do. I'm proud of those guys for that because I think it's what their heart, it's the kind of heart they have. And they didn't get down. They didn't point the finger. Nobody pointing any fingers out there. But we got to get better. I mean, it's not the standard. I think I heard many guys say it. That's what the defensive guys were saying in the locker room. That's not the standard. And we've got to be much better. We've got to take pressure off our offense too. We're required to do that on the defensive side, but. But for them to keep fighting the way they did and find a way to win the game, that's really, at the end of the day, that really is the important thing. I'm really proud of those guys for that.
You came in knowing that Chase would be their number one playmaker, probably your number one priority. When you watch him still make those huge plays to give them advantage, do you just give him credit for being great? Do you say we're not doing what we need to do?
Well,
what's your takeaway?
Both. I mean, I do give him credit. He's a great player. I was looking for him after the game. I couldn't find him, Maybe that was appropriate, there you go. I couldn't find him either, But we doubled him a bunch of times, but in those plays we didn't. We were in zone coverage there, and it should have been covered. Those plays shouldn't have happened. There's no doubt about it. Those are not tough plays. Those are basic routes that should be covered in the coverages that we're in. So that's not the standard.
John, is Tylan Wallace becoming just the definition of maximizing opportunities?
Say
Tylan Wallace.
Oh yeah. Well, I joke. He got one of the game balls. I put my arm around him. I said, "Did we all? Did that deja vu all over again? That same sideline for a touchdown with that Tylan Wallace stride up the sideline. That was beautiful. It was awesome. He's something else. He's quite a player. I'd say he's a little underrated. What do you think?
Along those lines of that, there was a lot of momentum changes in this game. Did that feel like one of those moments for him? You guys are backed up a little bit there. Yeah. he makes that play somehow, staying in bounds. How important, I guess, was
that? Huge. I mean, I would agree with that. It's just as important. There were probably, I'm sure if we go back, we'll look at there's probably four or five, six plays like that. That was one where all of a sudden it was like, man, that turned everything. It kind of flipped it on its head because we were backed up. And it was going to be tough getting out of there. And, you know, you make a play. I mean, they make plays. You know, we can make plays too. And I see our guys making plays like that. It's great.
John, apparently on the broadcast, on that two-point conversion, they were focusing on just how physically your coverage guys were handling the Bengals at the line of scrimmage as they were kind of getting off the releases. Could you just talk about maybe what you saw or just kind of the tenor of officiating that you guys had to adjust to?
Well, no, I appreciated that. I mean, you know, it's a five-yard contact zone, and we didn't hold. I thought our guys did a good job of being physical, and you got to be physical. I mean, it's tough to cover guys in this league. So you have an opportunity inside of 5 yards. You've got to use it, but you can't hold. You can't grab them. It's both ways, I promise you. Their DBs are doing the same thing on the other side and being physical on those releases. And you know, I'm glad we stepped up in that situation. I'm proud of the guys for that.
When it came down to an onside kick, how much was your stomach turning over?
Yeah. I thought you were going to ask me what the difference was between that and the two we didn't recover. And I was going to say,
well,
we recovered it. You know, that was the difference. Who got it? Mark got it? There you go. You can count on Mark Andrews, right? Stepping up.
John, what did you see with that initial challenge call in the first quarter in the red zone?
Yeah, we thought it was incomplete. You know, it's the ball, you know, under the impression, and, you know, we'll have to look into this, but he's got to survive the ground without the ball moving. You got to maintain control through the ground. You know, if you don't take that third football act, you know, that third step football act. Same thing on the one in, at the end of the game. You know, that ball it wasn't so much that it was whether it made the line to gain. It said it hit the ground. The ball rolled out. That's what we thought, but we didn't challenge that one because that went to review. So don't really understand those two plays. But I'm sure we'll get clarification from the league office.
Lines kind of blurred now in terms of what you may think a catch is and what it's not these days?
I'd rather stay out of that conversation right now, but thanks for asking.
On the two-point conversion, you talked about the physicality, but what specifically do you see from Ardarius Washington on that play?
I just think good tight coverage. He's square. He's in front. He's getting his hands on people. He's not backing up, not opening the gate. You're down there in that low red zone area. You can't give up the goal line. You just can't do it. And we've given up the goal line sometimes, you know, and we're getting better. That's one thing we are getting better at down there. So it was good coverage.
John, I know you guys have come back from bigger deficits with Lamar, but you know, 14 points was the biggest deficit you had this year. So just feel like with Lamar, you can be in any game real quick.
Oh, it does. It does, and it starts with Lamar, and oftentimes it ends with Lamar. But in between Lamar and Lamar, there's a lot of great players out there, you know, that are surrounding him, and I think that's kind of where our offense is at right now. And our offense still knows that they can get a lot better. I mean, all the things in the first half, those are things that we definitely can do better. And you can't say short week. You can't look at any of that stuff. I mean, we practiced well this week, but all the guys that made the plays, you know, with Lamar out there, I think, deserve a lot of credit too. But with Lamar, yes, to answer your question, absolutely, that's how you feel.
Two more. Regarding the challenge on that play, have to take into the cost or benefit analysis of just spending the timeout or the challenge to that, and what made that valuable enough to challenge on that?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked it, because in the low red zone, the difference to defending the 2 yard line and the 4 yard line is massive. You know, and we would have got that stop if we don't get the holding call in the end zone and fourth down. You know, and even at the 2 yard line. So I just feel like there's a big difference between the two and the four. And we're trying to force a field goal there. So it felt like it was worth the cost if you win it. You know, if you don't win it, you know, then it becomes lost. It becomes just a lost money. So disappointed we didn't win it. But I think the cost benefit in that situation, defending the four, is different because they're really not going to run it in there. They can run. They got a run pass option. You got to play man. You got to pack the box at the 2 yard line. You get picked and all those things. It's a little bit tougher down there.
John, what did you see when Justin Tucker missed the extra point?
Yeah, it just wasn't probably his best swing, for sure. That's what we saw, but he came back, made the next one. I was happy to see that.
John, you had said a couple weeks ago, we were asking about the middle of the field defensively, and you were acknowledging that that was an area. How do you feel like you have to improve in that area in particular, and what can you do to help that?
I think that's something that we're going to take a lot of time tomorrow to look at. You know, we have been looking at it, and obviously we're not there yet, you know, so – we got to turn over every stone on that as a defensive staff, and we got to figure out a way to stop those plays from happening because they shouldn't be happening.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.